the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LATalkRadio.com, the best internet talk radio station in the entire world, actually. How's it going, guys? This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen, and in studio today, we got Kev.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. How's it going? All right. So, I felt Haiti. Now, this kind of came out of nowhere. This is it's a big thing. It's impacted many people's lives in a negative way. I mean,
so many people
have lost their homes, have lost their families, it's just everything. They've lost it. Here's the latest story on Haiti, just to let everybody know. I feel like this is important. Even if you don't know these people, obviously, like, they're human beings, like, they feel the same thing that you do, like, I believe that you should have some sort of, like, sympathy, almost like sending love to them and sending health. Basically, the latest story is, the confirmed death toll from Haiti's devastating earthquake has topped 150,000.
Wow.
In the Port-au-Prince metropolitan area alone. What's up, school? No, I'm kidding. The communications minister said Sunday, with many more thousands dead around the country or still buried under the rubble. That's so sad. Damn. The United Nations said Saturday the government had confirmed 111,481 bodies. All told, authorities have estimated 200,000 dead.
Wow.
From the magnitude 7.0 quake, according to Haitian government figures cited by the European Commission. Lagos, I'm not sure who he is, possibly like a political figure in Haiti or something. He said nobody knows how many bodies are buried in the rubble. 200,000, 300,000. Who knows the overall death toll, you know? So that's kind of just like what's going on. And this show, just to let everybody know, this show specifically is dedicated to Haiti, to charity, but it all ties in. It ties in to genuinely being a good person and just helping people. With this show, we're just going to talk about how to... like, basically, use the events and use the occurrences that have been happening in our surroundings, like, in our world, to open doors for us, like, to allow us to, like, open up inside and be like, okay, like, this is going on, like, how can I help? Like, how can I, you know, do something out of the norm, go out of my way, you know, to help? And completely 100% not out of, like, oh, okay, I'm gonna help them so I can get something back. You know, it's just like... these people are in need of help, you know, and not only are the people in Haiti in need of help, but everybody, there's so many people in this world on a daily basis, you know, that that need your help, that need everybody else's help, you know? And there's, of course, there's going to be times where you need other people's help, and it all ties in, you know? But I want to get back to Haiti. This, I think, is a really, really, really cool thing, what we have going on here. This is how you can help the victims of Haiti. You can log on to www.habitat.org/Haiti-earthquake. I'm going to say that again. It's www.habitat.org/Haiti-earthquake. Haiti-earthquake. Yeah. And you're going to go there, and they have these like steps and stuff that you can follow, and text you can text them 50555, and what that does is it takes $10 from your cellular bill, and it gives it to Haiti. Now, $10, that honestly, okay, so like $10, you go to McDonald's, you buy two double cheeseburgers for like what, $2.18, because like one cheeseburger is $1.09, and then like a McFlurry. So what is that, like $5, like $6
for a small meal that you don't super need.
That's,
you know?
Like, that's America, and that's with people's stomachs that are like big. You know, we're talking Haiti. $10
will last them a week. You're saving lives if you donate this money. And it's actually, you text Haiti to 50555.
Oh, is that what you do?
To donate the $10.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. There we go. See, what would I do without Kev? I just give people wrong information. Have them not helping the world in any way, shape, or form. No. But yeah. So if you guys do that, honestly, really, it's like, why not? Like $10? Like that would make such a large impact. And not only that, but it's like, it's good karma. Like, it's just like being a good person in general. Like, if you're gonna, you know, like, want to make a difference, like want to help in some way, like, you know, give Haiti $10. And if 20 people give Haiti $10, that's $200. Okay, that's like so much. And then if 20 people branch off of like five of those 20 people, that's like another, like, it's just,
it'll just keep growing.
It just keeps
the more
going.
You get the word out. And see it as a helping hand. Like, what do you want to do with your life? Do you just want to sit around and do your own thing? You want to impact other people's lives. You want to help other people. And you're saving lives if you help and donate this money.
Right. Right.
Like, don't be selfish.
And this totally is, like, not one of those things where, like, we're begging you. We're, like, saying, oh, hey, donate to Haiti, and like a percent of it goes to LA Talk Radio. It's like not like that at all. It's like, honestly, we, like, 100% of any money that you give this to goes straight to Haiti. And like, I don't know, we're just like supporters. Like, we want to help these people because it sucks. Like, imagine your life if this just happened to you. It's like super, super burn. It's really sad. Another thing that I wanted to read off. Also, Saturday organizers of the All-Star Hope for Haiti Now telethon in the U.S. said the event raised $57 million and counting. The two-hour telethon aired Friday night and was also streamed live online. Stars such as Brad Pitt, Beyonce, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, and more used their presence to encourage donations for Haiti. I believe George Clooney was the guy that put that one on. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. Raised 57 and counting. $57 million. You know, that'll do something.
That'll do a lot.
That'll help. So, yeah, there's that. That's what's up on Haiti. You know, we wanted to... We also want to branch off, like I said earlier in the show.
We're gonna try to relate it more to like personal lives and stuff like that.
Yeah. Also, if you guys are interested, if you guys want to say something about Haiti, say something about helping people or anything like that, please feel free to call in. Number's 323-203-0815. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We got Kevin in the studio.
Yo.
And we're talking about Haiti and charity and helping people and just the good of the world. Yeah. Let's do it.
Go world.
Go world. Okay. So, Kev.
Yeah.
This morning we were talking about the show, you know, just drinking coffee, getting ready, and you brought up a really, really good point. You did. You brought up, like, how you know, this Haiti thing can, like, influence other people in a good way, can influence people's minds, like, in a way to like, change the way that they think. And Kev, just out of nowhere, he's like, dude, he's like, you know what this kind of reminds me of? I'm like, what's up? He's like, okay, so you know, like, when like, you're driving down the street and, like, you see somebody, like, pulled off to the side because, like, they're having car trouble or they ran out of gas, and just, like, you know, like, 100% that, like, they need your help. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, Kev, why don't you go on? Why don't you go on?
This is a personal thing. This is what I do. Say I'm driving down the street. I have 5 minutes to spare, and I see someone who has a car broken down. I am taking out literally 15 seconds of my time by pulling over, rolling down my window, and saying, hey, can I offer any assistance to you?
Yeah.
And if they say no, you go on your way. If they say yes, you give whatever time you have, whatever you can give to help them out. Because just put yourself in their shoes. You know that they're in a rut, you know? You're not just... If you were in their shoes, you would want help from someone. You wouldn't just want to be left alone.
Right.
Be stranded.
Right, you know? Just, like, stay there and, like, wait for, you know...
And it's not hard to find situations like that. Like, even small things can help. I will be driving around my neighborhood. I'll see a huge piece of anything in the road.
Yeah.
It's going to take 30 seconds tops for me to get out of my car and pull it off the side of the road. And that helps, like, people not crashing into it. You know, it's just, like,
yeah,
the little things
sure.
can affect so many lives. And just when you think about it, just... A purpose in life isn't just to coast along and do your own thing. It's to impact other people's lives and to impact your surroundings.
100%.
You have to be able to, like, change your surroundings and just, like...
I have to say this.
Always be giving.
This is my belief, and I've always said this. Ever since I was, like, a little boy, I've always said this. And it's because I believe it. It's what I thoroughly, 100%, truly believe in. Something about this life is the world gravitates. This world turns, not like actually like the
physical.
Like gravitational pull between the sun, the moon, the earth, the stars, whatever. Not like that. I'm talking like just like the way this world goes. You know, it turns on how each individual, each and every single individual on this planet reacts to their surroundings. If you think about it, like a person right now in Haiti, okay, could be, you know, like they say something. You know, they're devastated. You know, they've lost their house, they've lost their family, like this and that. And then they come up to somebody else, and then somebody else, like, same situation. And then, like, they like, form a bond together, and then, like, they talk to other people, which, like, I don't know, there's National Guard people that come in, and they help them, and then that happens. Then they come back, which affects something else over here, which affects, you know, everything in the long run. I know that that sounded totally, like, 100% scattered and didn't make any sense, but, like, it did. Like,
it
did. Like, everything just, like, totally affects, you know? And if you as a person, like, are not just, like, kind of doing your part as a human being and spreading goodness, you know, and just, like, being like, that positive overtaking energy that like everybody sees, like if you can like create that, honestly, you're gonna make the world such a better place, as opposed to like a negative person where like I don't know,
they're stuck on the side of the road.
Yeah exactly, like, oh, that sucks for them, like they're stuck on the side of the road, like, all right, well, I'm gonna go to the beach. You know, like I get that. And honestly, I'm not saying that like if you don't pull over to help somebody on the side of the road, you're a negative person. I'm not saying that. Because, like, yes, you do have stuff to do. Like, there definitely, like, are priorities that each person has. But, like, if you have the extra time, then, like, why not do it? Kevin, go on. I've been ranting for quite some time.
No worries. I also wanted to make another point. When you help someone out, there is absolutely no better feeling in the world, personally. Because not only are you helping them out and changing their day in a positive way, but it totally changes your mindset and your mood. I've been in the worst mood, and you know, and then I'll find someone like that I can help out, help them out. I'm in a great mood because you feel good about yourself, and you know that I just changed the
world.
The out, you know, I just changed, something. Like,
even if it's something like so small, like you impacted your world, you know? Like,
yeah. And like, even if one act of kindness could be helping and benefiting tons of people and you don't even know about it, because the more of those you put out, the more it's going to help. Say you take debris off the road, you just helped 10, 15 people who would have driven by that and possibly hit it, you know? It's just always putting out that positive energy.
Totally. We have a caller. Give me one sec. Here we go. Let's see. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, LA Talk Radio. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yeah. Hi. My name's Steve.
How's it going,
and,
Steve?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Steve.
Hey,
how's
Steve?
It going?
I'm doing fantastic. I just want to tell you, you know, I really admire what you guys are doing, because, you know, you guys are really young, and I just think that you guys are doing a great job by,
Steve.
You know, talking about charity and about the Haitian problem, and I really admire you guys. I donated $100,
and
made me feel real good, because I know that that's, you know, saving people's lives, and I just think that it's great. So I think that being charitable at this, you know, time, you know, these people are really, really hurting. And I think anything that we can do to help, you know, is a great thing. And that's what I think makes America just a wonderful country, because when tragedy hits, you know, Americans always kick in, and I think that's what makes our country great.
Absolutely, Steve. You are a great person for donating your money to that, because you're saving so many lives by helping.
Right.
But do you have any kind of, like, not pointers, but just any insight on how people will be, like, more willing to donate and just more willing to, like, give their time and money to help these people in Haiti?
I think that people need to really understand that these people have lost everything. Yeah. In a matter of a minute, they lost, you know, brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers. And I mean, I've heard of stories that people have lost their entire families.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, the United States has responded so quickly, I just think it's just wonderful. And that in tragedy, people come together. And I think that's just a beautiful thing about Americans.
Steve, I couldn't agree more with you. And, like, on top of that, thank you. Thank you very much for calling in and saying this. Because it's, you know, it's stuff like this.
Thank you guys.
Of course. You see, this is where we're coming from. Like we're kids. Like, we're teenagers, yes. You know? But, like, just because we're kids, like, we have just as much power and just as much, you know, belief in our world as any adult. Like, we can make an impact. And, like, it's people like you, Steve, that make it possible for us. You know, it's people like you that call in and, like, give us the extra pat on the back and give us, like, hey, like, thank you. And you know, Steve, I'm not saying you have to do this, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you could, like, go home and be like, hey, you know, I was on a radio show this morning, like, you know, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, I don't know if you've heard of it, like, and then your friends will be like, oh, yeah, dude, like, let me check it out, and then they'll hear it, they'll be like, dude, for sure, like, I totally feel that about Haiti, like, I'm gonna go log on to that website and donate some money, and just because of you, like, you saved more lives, Steve, you know, and, like, it's stuff like
you.
That, no, it's totally true, it's a chain reaction, you know? And
I appreciate that. I think it's real important. And it starts with your generation, you know? I mean, I'm 35 years old, and I listen to your show because I think it's a neat show. So, enough said. I think you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay.
All right. you have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
All right, man. Bye-bye. That was real cool.
That was very cool.
That was really cool. Yeah, dude, like, thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
Shit.
He's right, because, like, teens, it's not that we're naive about what goes on in the world. Like, we know what goes on. And it's some kids have to get that through their mind, that it's our world. It's not your own little fantasy land. Like, shit happens.
Right. Shit happens.
And
you know?
You have to respond to that. You have to help out, because what happens when you're just sitting on the sidelines your whole entire life? The problems will just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Right. And if you're not willing to help anybody, then something bad is going to happen to you, and you will not find any help from anyone else because you would never help your whole entire life.
And it's like, it's just, totally. Like, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, Haiti, this is you know, simply a, it's just, it's a mask almost. Not a mask. It's like, it's an example. Haiti's an example. It's, you know, just for a section of the world, like, this is what's going on. Now, there's something as big as Haiti, you know, and then there's something as small as, like, you know, somebody crossing the street and getting hit by a car, and, like, there possibly being something that, like, anybody could have done to, like, alter the situation, you know? But then, of course, that all ties in with, like, free will and, like, fate and, like, you know, stuff like that. But, like, what we're talking about is just, like, kind of eliminating the obvious negative and replacing it with, like, just positive. Like, why not?
Yeah.
You know? You know, what was this? Kev, there we go. I totally spaced out for a sec. I recall you talking to me about, like, how you had done, like, some different things for charity. So, Kev, my question is for you, is how in the past have you, like, helped and, like, done stuff for charity? Like we were talking about.
In the past, I have actually ran a marathon once.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go, Kev. Go run a marathon.
A marathon for leukemia. Raise awareness, raise money. And basically, it's like long run. And every mile that you do, you ask people to, like, donate money to you for every single mile. Be like, hey, grandma, if you give me $5 a mile, all this money is going to go towards leukemia.
That's
depending
cool.
on how many miles I
That's
run.
That's way cool.
And it was just a great way to raise money, made me feel good. Like, after that race, I'd never felt better in my life.
Right.
And I'm not a big runner, but just when it's for the right reason and for the right cause and you know that it's affecting so many people, you get into it.
You just get the drive.
I've never ran so fast in my life.
Really? That's cool. No, that's way cool. No, yeah, like, totally. Like, I did, like, a little, what was it, like a dolphin run for charity or something like that when I was, like, way young. And honestly, I'm, like, this little 6-year-old, 7-year-old kid, completely unfazed mind, you know, just, like, in this world, have no idea, like, what his purpose is or anything. And, you know, my dad's just like, he's like, hey, Dave, run this race for charity. And I said, okay. You know, and he told me, he sat me down, he told me what it was about. It was for cancer. It was a dolphin run for cancer. And it was for women's breast cancer, actually. And, like, he had told me, this is actually, like, when I kind of totally realized what breast cancer was. And at the time, my grandma had breast cancer. And, you know, so at such a young age, like, all this is just, like, kind of coming to me, and I'm like, oh my God, like, this is a big deal, and, like, I'm doing something to help this. Like, yes, I want to. And I still have, like, my little medal from it or whatever, but honestly, like, I ran my ass off, and I thought that, like, the faster I ran, like, the better people would get it. I don't know, that's really silly, but, yeah. Like, I don't know, it's just, like, the point. It's the point.
It shows that, like, even kids want to help out.
Right. We have another caller on the air. One sec. This is LA Talk Radio Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You are live on the air. How's it going?
Hi, it's going fine.
Hey, how are you?
Who are we speaking to?
I'm Alyssa.
Hey, Alyssa, how's it going?
It's good. I have a little cold today, but I really wanted to call you.
I'm sorry, Alyssa. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe you've called in on Teen Trends before.
Yeah, I have, but a long time ago.
That's very funny. I recognize your voice.
I just wanted to comment on what you guys are talking about, that me and my friends were talking about this morning.
What were we talking about?
You know, everybody's always complaining about how the world is so bad. You know, the economy's bad, and, you know,
everybody's
always complaining about the world, you know, and terrorists, and everything's horrible. But, you know, when something like the Haiti earthquake happens, everybody comes together it shows the human race that the whole world can come together and help, and that not everybody is bad. It kind of like shows that more people are good on the earth than bad.
Yeah,
because,
very true. Yeah.
You know?
I
and
like
people
that.
Like you guys, you know, Dave, you and Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, just what you're doing is so amazing, because I listen to your show, me and a bunch of friends, like every Saturday or every Sunday, and we download shows and stuff. But
yeah,
you guys really can help people
yeah.
by inspiring, you know,
yeah,
your
yeah.
friends.
No, totally. You know, this is why we do it. You know, it's
yeah.
once again, just like Steve from before. It's people like you that just help, that help
yeah.
the world, you know, and the fact that, you know, like you'll take time out to call in to say thank you, you know.
It's
creating an energy, you know, it's creating
yeah.
a connection, it's creating a bond, a togetherness, you know, between, you know, you and myself. I don't know you, I've only talked to you on the phone, but like, you're a good person. You know, like, you're putting
that.
It out there. We feel that. And we're trying to affect the world. We're trying to make other people think the way you do, you know?
Yeah.
And thank you for listening to the show. And, of course, thank you for downloading.
Oh,
that's very sweet of you. I hope
but
you enjoy the show.
I don't know if you guys saw the telethon, but it was, like, so amazing that all these performers... I mean, it was amazing. And all these... actors and everything, and they just, you know, people around the world will watch, you know, the performances, and just, it's not about somebody wanting to be a star and, you know, oh, I'm so good. You know, if stars and musicians who are so amazing can rally people together to make money for the victims of Haiti, I mean, it's just amazing. I don't know if you saw that, and
yeah,
I know
yeah,
they're
yeah.
going to
no,
rerun it again, but, oh, yeah. my God, it was just like,
no,
how
ridiculous.
Much did you say they raised? How much 50, money?
57 million and counting.
And counting.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Right? Like,
yeah.
How,
that's
I wondered, Kevin, what was that text number we could do so... It would take, like, how does that work? Like $10 off the bill? Or,
yeah.
You know, so we could donate?
Yeah, you text Haiti, H-A-I-T-I, to 50555.
Okay.
And that basically takes $10 out of your
uh-huh.
phone bill. And that $10 goes straight to the Haiti Foundation. So,
oh, that's great.
And then there's also another website that you can log on to. It is
uh-huh.
www.habitat.org/Haiti-earthquake.
Okay.
So it's habitat.org/Haiti-earthquake. Or you could also log in to redcross.org and help donate through there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you so much for calling.
I just want to make a point that everybody complains about the world, but, you know, when something bad happens, it's so tragic.
Right.
The world is really a pretty good place.
But
people really, their hearts go out.
Their hearts do go out, but the
all
thing
over
is,
the world.
Absolutely. But the thing is, in my opinion, I feel like we do have good hearts. But why is it that it has to take something this devastating and this
just,
tragic to affect
that.
And to rally everyone together?
Just
we, as human beings, should always have this mindset
yeah.
of
yeah.
helping each other
yeah.
and helping people.
It,
but mm. it is... it. Needed to happen, like it. Now we are on the right track of helping,
yeah.
but if we just had this
yeah.
mindset all the time, the world would be a much better place.
I was gonna say that, and what I believe, like the reason being why people, why it takes something like this to get people's attention, I believe this is what I believe personally is just like, I don't know, where we've been kind of faced by, you know. Okay, society, you got problems, you got to work, you got to go to school, you got to do this, you got to do that. Like, and I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it takes you away from, like, from what, like, emotionally and, like, almost just, like, within you, like, your true self. Like, it takes you kind of, like, away from the basics. asks, you know, from, okay.
We're also like, yeah, we're like so self-involved.
Exactly, exactly. Helping people and, you know, doing this and doing that. And it just kind of like it takes you away as opposed to, you know, oh, shit, instead of, oh, I want to help that person on the side of the road, but I totally got to go to work. You know, like, you know, shit like that. You know, but I'm just saying, I don't know, I'm just saying I think that, like, a lot of it is because people are so self-absorbed in, like, their own situation, in their own moment. And that's not a bad thing, it's just people should be, you know, more willing to spread themselves, more willing to spread the positive within themselves, because once again, that's what this human experience is about. It's about spreading the positive, spreading the love, like, and it's not like some hippie shit, like, oh, dude, spread the love, like, not like that. It's legitimately like, give some people like some leverage, like, give them some love, give them, show them you're there. All right, I'm done talking. I've gone on.
And it doesn't have to be like Haiti. It has, you know, like everybody who's like hurting that you might see, or somebody on the street, or, you know, somebody who's having a hard time in their life, you know, just giving.
Yeah.
It's just such a good thing to just do something. And it's not about making you feel better. It's just making the world a little better.
Right, right. Totally, totally, totally.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank
I love you,
you so much. Oh, we love you too.
thank you for
being there.
Well, we will talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's very nice. That's cool. Thank you, callers. Damn, like, thank you guys very much. Like, I was hoping that this show, you know, would be one of the bigger shows to hit people. I want to let everybody know right now. Listening to LA Talk Radio, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you want to hit me up, you may. 323-203-0815. Or you can email me, dcsboarding, that's BORDING, 514@AOL.com. Guess what, guys? I just got news about something pretty crazy.
If you guys are in the Woodland Hills area, like Southern California.
Southern California, Woodland Hills. It's by the second largest mall in the entire world. That would be the Topanga Mall. It is right next to that on Irwin and Topanga. Friday, January 29th, 50% of tickets sold at the Woodland Hills Ice Rink. 50% of tickets sold after 9 p.m. goes to Haiti.
That's at Woodland Hills Ice. You can check them out. I think they have the website. Probably just Google that.
WoodlandHillsIce.com.
And this is on Cross Streets Topanga and Irwin.
So, guys,
check that out.
Yeah.
Help raise money for Haiti.
Please do. You know, this all ties in helping the world, helping in a little way. Let it be in a little way through an ice wink, or a big way through George Clooney and his friends.
Yeah. Like, guys, you know, if you have businesses, by all means, you guys should help and donate some money, if possible.
Yeah.
If possible, to Haiti. And I guarantee you will get more business, because it's for a good cause, and people will want to support that cause.
It's true.
So you guys, everyone who has a small business out there should probably set that up and, like, see, donate some money to Haiti. You're helping, and it's helping your business.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, I think we already said this, not to confuse anybody, Woodland Hills Ice is in Southern California.
Nowhere else.
In
Woodland Hills.
I believe there might be, like, a Woodland Hills, another part of California area. But it is on the Southern California part, and that's where you're going to want to go. So yeah, no, totally. We're going back to
helping people.
What Kev said.
There's so many ways you can help people, and, you know, like, everything, like, any kind of, like, those marathons and all that, you can donate blood.
Donating blood
saves lives. There's so many little things you can do to, like, make a positive impact.
Exactly.
On the world.
Exactly. And okay, I just thought of this, and I'm just gonna say this. Like, I kind of feel like at the same time, like, Kevin and I kind of sound like preachers. You know, we're not.
We're not trying to preach.
We're not trying to preach shit. Like, what we're doing is, honestly, we're a couple teenagers. Like, we're a couple kids. Like, we have an opportunity through you know, communication through radio, you know, to try to help the world. That's all we're trying to do. Like, we're just trying to, like, spread the good, You know, like, spread the positive back.
We are asking you guys to help change the world. Like, and I guess, I don't know.
No, yeah, no, no, totally.
Any help would be great for Haiti.
It's so true. You know, it's so true.
Just find it in your heart.
Something that I wanted to go back that Kev said, like, people with big businesses. Yeah, check this. Oh, gosh, was it Alyssa that called in?
Yeah.
Alyssa? How Alyssa said, you know, how, like, just the big events and, like, big mishaps like this in the world, that's what brings people together. Okay, listen. If you're a big business and, like, you do something charity-friendly for Haiti or, you know, just for cancer, something like that, you know, like, something along the lines of that, like, people are going to attract to that because it's just, like, human nature. It's, like, what Alyssa was talking about when, like, there's, like, chaos in the world. Like, people come together to help. People come together to make it do better. So, in a business, if you're going to do something to help the world, people are going to see that, and people are going to be attracted to that. So, like, not only are you going to be, you know, helping Haiti or helping whatever you choose to help, but you're going to be, you know, helping yourself, too, because people are going to see that. People are going to be attracted to that. It's human nature. It's just, like, the way it goes, you know? Like, also, a good majority of people, like, most people are just good people. Like, most people will not have a problem, like, seeing a charitable event going on and then being like, okay, you know, I have no problem donating some money to that. Just for shits and giggles. Yeah, excuse the language. But, like, you know, like, most people, I don't see why most people won't do that. Like, you should. I don't know. am I in line? Like, is that make sense? Like,
yeah, that absolutely yeah. makes sense.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so thank you guys. I just thank you for like hearing us out and Steve and Alyssa. More details about Haiti, just to let you guys know. As many as 200,000 people have fled to Port-au-Prince, a city of 2 million. According to the U.S. Agency of International Development, about 609,000 people are homeless. Shit. In the capital's metro area, and the United Nations estimate that up to 1 million could leave Haiti's destroyed cities for rural areas already struggling with extreme poverty. Damn. The U.S. Geological Survey said Sunday it had recorded 52 aftershocks of magnitudes 4.5 or greater since January 12th quake. Those aren't good things. Those are bad things that's going on. Jesus Christ. Haiti's government has declared that an end to searches for living people trapped under debris, and officials are shifting their focus to caring for thousands of survivors living in makeshift camps.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kev, were you going to throw something out there?
I did want to relate this back to teens.
Oh, please.
This is
please,
absolutely
please.
A teen show.
It's Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Haiti is horrible. Like, the situation in Haiti is absolutely horrible. But right now, I just want to talk more about the teen perspective and teens helping each other.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Friend calls up. Hey, I need help something. You know, like, just what?
Right.
Always help out friends. Okay, we have a story.
I actually, no, that's funny. That's funny because, like, we totally just, like, connected.
Yeah,
and you
have...
so know what I was going to say, too.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so check this.
Checking.
Kevin, being the wonderful, beautiful, amazing, glorious person he is.
I love you.
He's cute. Pretty much. So, I'm driving.
Pouring rain.
And, oh, guess what, guys? I ran out of gas. Yeah, it sucked. I drive a truck. I drive a Dodge Ram 1500. Talk about being environmentally
healthy. License plate number 24.
No, and I just run out of gas. It's a big car. I get like 12 to the gallon. It just sucks, you know?
Yeah.
It's pouring rain, and I'm on the side of the street, kind of by Kevin's house.
It's midnight,
by the way. So I call up a few people. They didn't really answer just because, like, I'd been with Kev earlier in the day, and I knew that he had been with a person of the opposite sex. This was a few days ago. And I call him up. I'm like, hey, dude, what's up? he's like, hey, dude, I'm kind of in the middle of something right now. Can I help you? Like, I knew what was up, you know. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, dude. Like, totally, like, honestly, you can, like, totally go back. Like,
doing,
like, yeah, doing your thing.
Okay.
Whatever that may be. So Kevin's like, nah, dude, it's cool. What's up? And at this point, I'm just like, dude, I totally, like, mid-sex. I just, like, completely cut him off because of my own thing. No, and I was feeling bad. I'm like, no, dude, please go. He's like, no, dude, what's up? Like, talk to me. I'm like, okay, I'm right by your house. My car ran out of gas. What does he do?
I stopped.
What does he do? He stops. He's like, all right, dude, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Where are you at? I'm like, no, dude, it's cool. He's like, no, dude, it's cool. Like, I already got the gas can. Like, we'll go.
It was pouring rain. I felt so bad for Dave.
Not even that, dude. He tells this girl, he's just like, listen. Like, I asked him, like, how did you be like, oh, sorry, I have to, you know. He's just like, no, like, listen, my friend needs help. Like, just stay here. I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. But, like, the fact of him just, like, okay, honestly, like, a lot of guys, if they were, like, mid-sexual intercourse, they'd be like, dude, yo, bro, I'm busy. I'm busy, dude. Dude, I'm getting laid, bro.
Bruh. Hey, bro,
I'm getting laid, dude. I can't do that right now, bruh. You know? But no, look at this kid right here.
It was honestly, I didn't think anything of it. Like, it was 20 minutes out of my day. Kind of felt bad for the girl. She didn't mind, though. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Don't be selfish, guys, or a girl, or anybody. Don't be selfish. Like, if you're doing something and, like, you really want to be doing it, and someone asks for help,
it's like,
and, like, they're in need of help.
Dude.
It was pouring rain, midnight, Dave's in his truck freezing his ass off. I would never let him sit there.
What a guy.
Like, even if it wasn't, like, super close brotherly friend like
Dave
is,
you know,
like, even if it's just an acquaintance from school, like, it's still, you have to be willing to help people out.
Right.
You know, and it's... You're building a friendship. You're just – it's everything. You get so much out of it.
Like, teens helping others, even, like, on a small scale. Like, that's what it's about, you know?
Like, that's
pretty much what we've been talking about. Not only teens helping others, like, you know, people in general, but this is, you know, directed towards teens. So it's, you know – and another reason why I say teens is because, like, teens and adults are two completely different species. Like, you have teens who are, you know, hormonal and can be rowdy at times. At the same time, can be very, you know, bright and logical. And you know, they have their ups and downs. They do stupid things. They experiment with things, you know, and they do smart things and this and that. And then you have adults, you know, who've been through it all. You know, I will go on with this. I have last call. Last caller.
Caller.
Teen Trends with David and Friends, you are on the air live, LA Talk Radio. How's it going?
Hey, David.
How are you? Who are we speaking to on the air?
This is Whitney.
Hey, Whitney, how's it going?
Hey, Whit.
Whitney, hey. Whitney, just to let everybody know, is she is pretty much the main founder of Woodland Hills Ice, where we're having the charitable event January 29th. I will see you guys there. So what's up, Whit? How's it going?
Well, thank you for mentioning that on your show, David and Kevin.
You're very welcome.
Very true, of course. You're welcome.
And thank you for creating more positive energy.
Well, of course. That's what it's about.
As you boys do well.
Well, thanks, Whit. No, yeah, that's what we've been talking about, you know, just like creating positive energy, like creating... Like, just, like, helpful. What do you, like, what are your views on what we've been talking about, pretty much? Just, like, I don't know, helping.
Do you have any insight on how to spread that positive energy more through teens and through everyone?
Well, let's just start with creating positive energy.
Yeah,
totally.
Just anything that anyone can do to create positive energy improves the world.
Right.
Because you're putting more energy, positive energy out there.
Right, you're
generating it. You're creating it rather than creating negative energy. So by doing anything that helps other people, you create and improve the world.
Right.
And that's just, you know, what it's all about.
That's cool. That's totally what it's all about.
Doing the right thing for the right reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah. Also, I was gonna say, like, Whit, if you want, like, this would be cool. We could, like, you know, branch off of Teen Trends with Dave and Friends with this event, and, like, we will, you know, like, contact other people and do stuff to, like, spread the word about January 29th. Like,
I think,
like,
we all need to work together to spread the word. Right? Anything that can happen.
Like, something just, like, as small as this. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I said, like, you know, something as small as, you know, getting as much people as we can together at an ice rink, you know, in Woodland Hills to give money to Haiti, to something as big as George Clooney and, like, his friends. Like, oh, hey, let's throw on a super big concert and raise $57 million. Like, like, you know, it's just everything helps, you know? It's like, he started with an idea, like, he started with, like, all right, we're going to help these people. And you're starting with, like, all right, we're going to help these people. And in the end, you know, the results are evidently, like, the same. Like, the results are the same, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, also this event fosters community within the Woodland Hills environment, which also creates positive energy and right. will inspire people. By creating the positive energy, you're going to inspire people to generate their own.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Totally. 100%.
Whitney, you are a great person. Thank you so much for helping these people in Haiti.
Yeah. Whit, go for it. Go Whit. Yeah. also, yeah, sorry, the program director wanted me to say, it's not, or it is in Southern California, once again, just to make that clear. It's Woodland Hills, Southern California.
It's Woodland Hills, cross streets Topanga and Irwin.
Topanga and Irwin.
The address is 6100 Topanga Canyon Boulevard.
There you go.
Woodland Hills, California, 91364.
It is in the Macy's parking lot of the Westfield AMC Mall.
Or you can check them out at woodlandhillsice.com.
.com.
There you
go. Well, thank you very much, Whit, for calling in. That is, unfortunately, all the time we have today on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Whit, I will talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right. You have a wonderful day, Whit.
Good vibes, guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys so much for everything you've done. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Whitney. Thank you, just everybody. Make sure to go on, log on to www.habitat.org/Haiti-earthquake
and text Haiti
to 50555. Text Haiti to
50555.
That's the one. What will happen? $10 from your cellular account or cellular bill will go straight to Haiti. It'll go just
bill
like
you
straight.
Once $10 and you donate money.
There you go, man. You're doing good. We're spreading positive vibes. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We've had a wonderful time in the studio today. Thank you very much, Kev.
You're very welcome, Dave.
It's always a
Thanks
pleasure.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, dude. You're part of the crew, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm David Cohen, your host. Today is a beautiful Sunday. Go out there, do something good for the world. I'll see you guys later. Flashing rays of colored light.